No, I think a roasting is just the green corn that you pull. I don't think it's any special kind of corn.
You pull it before it's ripe or what?
Yeah, well, no, you pull it before it gets hard, before the corn gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
Any of your corn that you cook, you've got to pull it before it gets hard.
What do you call the outside of the corn?
Shuck.
Okay. And the stringy stuff?
Silks.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Possum.
And something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Yeah. But a pie at Thanksgiving. Pumpkin.
And you mentioned squash. Are there different kinds of squash?
Quite a few different kinds of squash. There's an acorn squash. There's a little yellow crookneck squash and the white squash. And, oh, there's a number of kinds of squash.
What's the acorn squash look like?
Well, an acorn squash, I haven't ever raised any of them, but it's just a little squash. Looks to me like it has kind of a little hard shell. I mean, the outside of it looks tougher than the other squash. But my daughter cooks them lots. Her husband, it's yellow and sometimes maybe a little streak in it.
Mm-hmm.
But she cooks them lots. I never have cooked them. I raised a little crookneck squash, the little yellow squash.
You've got that planted out there?
I've got that planted out there right now. I don't know if it's going to come up and do anything.
Are any of the plants up yet?
There's a few of them up, but a very few. They're not doing anything, honey.
Is there any way you could put kind of a cover over the garden to keep it from...
Well, I've never seen anybody do it. Keep the sun from burning it up? I don't know, dear.
I guess if we had some kind of greenhouse.
Well, if we had some kind of a greenhouse, there's people that have greenhouses that they start their plants and things in. But we usually just go buy our plants because we don't buy so many. Our tomato plants and peppers and things like that.
What different kinds of melons do people raise around here?
Mushmelons, watermelons, and cantaloupes.
What's the difference between mushmelon and cantaloupe?
Mushmelon's larger.
Is it the same shape?
No, the mushmelons go out round like that, kind of like a...
Kind of long?
Well, kind of long.
Uh-huh.
And it has sections like,
mm-hmm.
And the cantaloupe, they're smaller.
Are there different names of watermelons? Different?
Oh yes, but don't get me tied in with that because I don't know. Yeah, there's lots of different names of watermelons, but I don't know, honey.
Do y'all have those planted?
No, we didn't plant any watermelons. We don't have that much ground up there.
A little umbrella-shaped thing that springs up in the woods or fields after it rains.
A mushroom?
Okay. Any other name for that?
Toadstool.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know, but there is a difference, I imagine.
Can you eat both of them? Or?
No, you're not supposed to eat the toadstool.
But
really, I don't know. Like I say, I don't know the difference in them. That's the reason I never fool with them things. If I want mushrooms, I go to town and buy them where I know I have mushrooms. Because I might get the wrong thing. And, you know, some of those things are poison.
Mm. Something people smoke made out of tobacco would be?
Cigarettes, cigars.
And someone offered to do you a favor. You might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel...
obligated.
Okay. And do you ever say beholden?
Well, I've heard that word and said it in a joking way, but I don't use that word, beholden. There is people that says, yeah, I don't want to be beholden to nobody.
Uh-huh.
But I rather say obligated.
And someone asked if you were able to do something, you say, sure,
I will.
They ask you if you're able, you say, sure, I do it.
I'll do it. Yes, sure. I'm all right.
And if you weren't able to, they'd say, can you do it? And you'd say, no, I...
I'm sick.
Okay, so I...